In an old house in Paris that was covered with vines, lived 12 little girls in two straight lines. The smallest one was Madeline.
The opening lines to Madeline are among the most memorable in children's literature. And the mischievous but endearing Madeline, with her blue dress and her yellow hat, remains one of the most beloved characters ever. But long before Madeline came to live in that old house in Paris that was covered with vines, and in the minds of millions of children across the world, she was born on an isolated island off the coast of France. And her birth starts with a bizarre mishap that sent her eccentric creator, like his most famous character, to a French hospital in need of urgent care. Welcome to Flashback. I'm Sean Braswell. Some of the great classics of children's literature not only contain wonderful stories, they have wonderful stories behind them. This past season, we heard about the origins of the Little House books by Laura Ingalls Wilder and how they got their start in the Great Depression. In this special bonus episode of Flashback, we look at the backstory behind another classic, Madeline, and we learn how sometimes inspiration and literary immortality is just one freak accident away. Like Madeline, the young Ludwig Bimmelmans was a boarding school misfit who inhabited a richly textured but rather parentless world. After his Belgian father left his German mother when Ludwig was just 5 years old, the boy was sent to live with a wealthy uncle who owned a chain of luxury hotels in Austria. Young Ludwig was kicked out of several boarding schools and fired from a string of hotel-related jobs. He was, as one biographer put it, unruly, impertinent, never serious, and always late. So in 1914, at the age of 16, his uncle shipped him off to America. Bimmelman started as a busboy at the Hotel Astor in New York. He served as a lieutenant for his adopted country in the First World War, then embarked on an eclectic career in New York and Paris as a restaurateur, a writer, and a self-taught artist. He designed cover jackets for The New Yorker and wrote articles for Vogue and Town and Country. But like Madeline, what the adventuresome Bimmelmans excelled at most was getting into some rather unexpected binds. Once, during the 1930s, Bimmelmans and his wife stopped at a beer garden near the German-Austrian border that had a view of Adolf Hitler's mountaintop retreat, the Eagle's Nest, above. A live broadcast from the Nazi leader himself then happened to come on the radio.
Ein Sowjetzeugen soll er vor sich hertragen, und wir werden in unserem Zeichen wieder siegen!
Fellow diners grew silent and turned deferentially toward the mountain out the window. Then, to the great horror of everyone in the beer garden, Bimmelmans placed a cigar stub on his upper lip, performed a mock Nazi salute, and did his best impression of the Führer's halting speech pattern. The irreverent artist was hauled off to jail and charged as a subversive. His release was secured only after an American vice consul agreed to shepherd him, Miss Clavel style, back to safety in New York. But the incident that would transform Bimmelmans from a free-spirited artist into an immortally beloved author would take place where else? In France. Bimmelmans was on holiday on Île Dieu, a small island off the coast of western France. He was merrily riding a bicycle down the wrong side of the road, his hands in his pockets and a sack of 6 lobsters over his shoulder, when he managed to accomplish the near impossible. He was hit by the only vehicle on the island, a baker's delivery truck. At a local hospital, Bimmelmans was placed in a narrow bed, and the scenes he witnessed around him in the upcoming days would go from odd to iconic.
Madeline woke up 2 hours later, in a room with flowers. Madeline soon ate and drank. On her bed there was a crank, and a crack on the ceiling had the habit of looking like a rabbit.
Madeline's experience came directly from Bimmelman's own, as he later recalled of his own hospital visit. In the room next to mine was a little girl who had had her appendix out. In the ceiling over my bed was a crack that had the habit of sometimes looking like a rabbit. After he had recovered from his injuries and was back in Manhattan, Bimelman sketched out the story of the first Madeline book on the backs of menus at Pete's Tavern on East 18th Street. The beautifully illustrated tale, set in Paris in just over 400 words, was named a Caldecott Honor Book in 1940. And his six Madeline books would go on to sell 13 million copies worldwide. Bimelman's would not reap many financial rewards from his creation during his lifetime. And despite consorting with the likes of Greta Garbo and Aristotle Onassis, he struggled to keep what money he had. He often roamed from place to place, exchanging his art for hospitality. In 1962, he died from pancreatic cancer. The words he chose for his gravestone pretty much sum up his carefree approach to life. Tell them it was wonderful.
And she turned out the light and closed the door. And that's all there is. There isn't any more.
Flashback is written and hosted by me, Sean Braswell, senior writer and executive producer at Ozzy. It was edited by Maeve McGorn and produced by Tracy Moran. Chris Hoff engineered our show. Make sure to subscribe to Flashback on the iHeartRadio app or listen wherever you get your podcasts.